Luke chapter 23. I want to begin reading this evening. We'll start in verse 20 of Luke chapter 23. Very familiar story. The Bible says, Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify Him! Crucify Him! And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priest prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid a hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turned unto them and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. I want to preach this evening for just a little while and on this thought, misplaced tears. Misplaced tears. As we see this story playing out and we see Jesus, He's done been convicted of wrongdoing. He that done no wrong, praise God. And Pilate wants to let him go, but the people insist that they crucify the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we see here is the Lord in a hostile environment. If you could see as an intro to this, he's in a hostile environment. Everybody around him, the people, the priest, everybody is hostile to Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They resent his weakness, the strength that they perceive as weakness, and they resent that in our Lord and Savior. I want to say there's never been one that was stronger. And Jesus Christ, our Savior, when he marched with that cross on the Calvary, he's never been one that was stronger. And Jesus Christ, our Lord, when he bore the iniquity of your sins and mine, there's never been one that was stronger than the Lord Jesus Christ when he laid down his life on purpose for you and I. There's never been one stronger, no, not one that ever lived that was stronger than the Lord Jesus Christ. What they perceived as weakness was the love of an almighty God. Amen. One that come onto this earth just to love them on purpose. Praise God. But they denied and rejected him. They pushed him away. And they said, crucify him, crucify. But I see another picture here. The Bible says in verse 27, there followed him a great company of people. A whole lot of these people were ridiculed and putting him down. But the Bible says, and of women which also bewailed and laminated him. Lamented him. Hey man, what happened? We see the Lord and we see these, a multitude of these ladies, these women, hey man, with God on them. And they begin to whisper among themselves. I can see in my mind's eye as they say, oh my goodness, what's going on here? It's apparent that this man, this young man, he's innocent of all these charges. They tried to convict him and they could find no fault in him at all. Why are they doing this? Why are they taking this innocent boy? This young man, why are they doing it to him? Amen. You said, well, as they so, they had pity on the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, listen, he's just a boy. Amen. A young man, 33 and a half. Said, why? Says, how could this be happening? Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, he has no appreciation for our tears. Amen, because he says, daughters of Jerusalem. He's talking to those that are weeping and those that are mourning. He said, listen, he said, weep not for me. Amen. You know what the Lord is saying? He said, praise God. Hey, listen, don't be weeping for me. Congratulate me. Amen. He said, you ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Praise God. He said, I come to fulfill the will of my Father. I'm going in the way. I'm going in the direction. I'm going in the attitude. I'm going in the place, praise God, where my Father sent me. Prepared before the foundation of the world, praise God. Amen. That's the God we serve. That's the Savior we have tonight. Amen. Bless His holy name. Hostile environment. Amen. People that was wondering. People that was questioning. But He had no appreciation for their tears. Had no appreciation for their pity. Amen. Praise God. I want to listen. A strong man's nature, praise God, is to not lack pity. Amen. I don't know anybody in there that's truly right that wants to be pitied. Amen. Amen. No, there's not a strong man in this church that wants somebody to pity you. Amen. So, hey, if you're going around looking for pity all the time, something's wrong with you. Amen. You hear what I said? If you go around looking for somebody to pity you, then there's something wrong with you. And I don't want no man to pity me, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm a child of God saved by His marvelous grace. Somebody going somewhere. Amen. Now, the only ones I pity is those that's lost and undone, praise God. And I just pity it for their soul's sake. Amen. Like, see them saved by His marvelous grace. But He had no place for their pity. He had no appreciation for their tears. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What happened here, not only did we see no appreciation for their tears, but we see a misappropriation of His words. They took what the Lord had said, they took what God had told them, and they took it for weakness. But I will say, they've never been a stronger than the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to portray Him as some little old wimpy thing, praise God, but I want to say they've never been a man like Jesus. Amen. The Bible don't tell us that He was a son of a carpenter by accident. It was on purpose. Amen. If you are doing carpentry work, and he said maybe he was even referring to being a rock mason, a block mason. Praise God. You don't see many wimpy rock masons. Say that real class twice. Amen. He was a man. Praise God. He was used to working physical, doing physical labor. Praise the Lord. Amen. He wasn't no wimpy thing. He's misappropriating His words, praise God. Taking His words for weakness, praise God, when it was strength. And they was using it for His own use. Amen. A misappropriation of His words, praise God. Hey, what He was looking for was the attitude of men, amen, toward Himself. He was looking for, you know, the Lord's always looking for a proper attitude. Hello? That's what God wants. That's what God's looking for. That's what our Savior's looking for. That's what our God's looking for, is a proper attitude from you and I. That's what He is looking for from them. He said, I don't need your pity, praise God. I just need to be Lord. But see, they was expecting Him to come as a commander, as a great warrior. And they didn't realize the warrior that came was a warrior for the soul. Amen. Amen. He ain't a warrior for this old flesh which we live in. He's a warrior for the soul of men, praise God. But if we'll give Him our soul, praise God, He'll take care of the flesh. Amen. Glory, ain't nothing like a good whooping from the Lord from the inside out. Amen. To get a hold of our hearts and point us in the right direction. Show us the almighty hand of God from the inside out. Yeah. Amen. Amen. But they had misappropriated the words of Christ. Amen. He needed them to see to have an attitude of Himself, praise God, toward Himself. Same attitude that me and you have. But see the tragedy that we hear here. He said, weep not for me. Amen. He said, but weep for yourselves. Praise God. Hey, listen, he said, the tragedy, you said what a tragedy was. They was weeping because He was going to be crucified. Hey, listen, he said, don't weep for me. He said, I'm about my Father's business. I'm going in the way, praise God. I am the way. I'm going in the way, praise the Lord. He said, don't weep for me. Amen. Praise God. But He said, weep for yourselves. Amen. He said, hey, listen, said it's as if you're crucifying yourself. Amen. Just as if yourself is being crucified. Just as if yourself is being hung on that cross. He said, don't weep for me. I'm going the way I need to go. Praise God. Weep for yourself. Amen. Because yourself is being crucified. You're being crucified. You're being put on that cross. You're the one that's dying and you don't even know it. I won't say the world we live in tonight are dying all around us, dropping off like flies, and they don't even know it. Amen. We need to realize that salvation is of the Lord. I said, Brother Bill, salvation is of the Lord. There's no other way. Amen. Glory to God. We can't work our way in. Amen. Can't get in no other way. And by the Lord Jesus Christ, we got to come in through Him. Amen. Accept what He does. I said, accept what He done for us on the cross of Calvary. But He said, weep not for me. He said, but weep for yourselves. He said, don't only weep for yourselves, but he said, weep for your children. Amen. Amen. Lord, I wonder what happened. Got back to weeping for our children. Got back to realizing his soul's been lost and undone and headed for a devil's hell. And amen, we may be the only ones that can intervene on their behalf and go to the portals of glory and cry and wail and weep. Amen. I'm talking about misplaced tears tonight. We're weeping for all the wrong reasons. We ought to be weeping for their souls that are lost without God, being carried away by this world in the wrong direction. Amen. Boy, we need God Almighty to touch our hearts. Amen. There's a misappropriation of the word. He was taking it, praise God, with the wrong attitude on for the wrong things. Yeah. Amen. Does that sound familiar tonight? Amen. We're chasing after everything but Jesus, following everything but the Word, and wondering why everything's such a mess. Amen. And the thing is, we get way out there and we don't know how to get it back. We don't know how to take it back. We don't mean that, know how to get back. I won't tell you how to get back. Pray God, get back to the Lord. Get back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Get back to praying in the Spirit. Get back to asking God to help us one more time, praise God, this side of eternity, not for our sake, but for our children's sake. Amen. Ask God to give us that appropriate attitude, praise God, that'll make all the difference. Amen. Praise His holy name. But He said, because of their misappropriation, He said, because of their aptitude for what needs to be done, the ability to get something done. Amen. Something needs to be done in the day, in the hour in which we live. That aptitude that we have, amen, to step forth as God's people. I said to step forth as God's people, amen, in these last days. It's not time to cow down like some little coward. It's time to stand up and magnify the name of God. Lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name throughout the housetops. Amen. Don't like it. We got over at the house. Had Christmas at the house. Was getting ready to eat and everything. I got my Bible. So listen, I want to share something with you. Amen. I shared them the story, the true story of Jesus Christ, our Savior. How He come to this world to live and to grow and to die and pay for the sins of the world. He come to be that promise that was given so many years ago. He become that fulfillment of the promise. Amen. See, I'm glad we serve a God that don't only give us a promise, but He gives us fulfilled promises. Amen. It's promises that we've seen and we've heard. Promise that we know have come to fruition, whatever it's called, praise God, come to the end, amen. Come to be that He promised He would do. Yeah. Amen. God did that. Yeah. Amen. We just put our trust and our faith in Him, praise God, because He can do all things. Amen. I told Him it's time that we need to realize what this is all about. It's about a loving Savior, praise God, that came from the portals of glory. Condemned sin down to us, praise God, was born in a manger, lived and died for our sins. Amen. I hate to say it, I'll just be honest. We have people in our own family, praise God, denying and rejecting God. Turning their back on Him, saying, I don't need Him, I'm just doing all right by myself. And they don't even realize, amen, they can do nothing on their own. Amen. It's God Almighty that's making a difference. But that aptitude that we have, the ability to do something within ourselves, it affects our attitude. Amen? Our attitude of praise. It gives us that ability, that acceptance of the Lord and what He's already done for us. Amen? The acceptance of the Lord. Amen? You say, what is acceptance of the Lord? It's that attitude toward Jesus that we have. Amen? Praise God. I believe I'm preaching to the choir tonight. Amen? But that's all right. We know exactly the love of God that He has for you and I. We know exactly what God wants to do for you in your house. We know exactly what God wants to do in His house. We know exactly what God wants to do, praise God, for our country, our nation, for our leaders, amen, if we'll just let Him tonight. But He has to have an aptitude for it to realize what God wants to do. And He wants to do something for you. And He wants to do something for me, praise God. He wants to do something for our children, our church, our community. God Almighty is wanting to do something right now. Amen. He's wanting to do something right now. Amen. But it's that acceptance that we have. Amen. The consent that we have, the receiving that we have of Him. Amen. Do you realize it makes a difference to everybody around us how much we consent, how much we receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the acceptance that we have of Him? Amen. The Lord said, hey, listen, you pray. He told these women, He said, your tears are misplaced, praise God. He said, I'm going to be all right. You need to pray for yourself. You need to pray for your children. You need to mourn, weep, cry for your children. Amen. Hey, listen, we don't need to cry for Jesus. Contrary to popular belief, He still ain't hanging on the cross of Calvary. He's a lot of place, a lot of religion, pain, He was still hanging on that cross. Bible said He died once for all, praise God. He died on that cross. He shed His blood on that cross that He might rise again, praise God. He said, I'll lay down my life that I might take it again. He said, I'll take it up, praise God. He said, I'll come out of the grave. He said, I'll be victorious, praise God. So I, glory be to God. He said, so we can walk in victory together, praise God. Step to step, side by side, praise God, for the glory of God. He said, I'll come out victorious, so you can too.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We're fighting the devil on every hand today. Brother Lynn, he's everywhere. Amen, but he's not omnipresent. He's all over the place all the time, but he ain't everywhere all the time. Amen. Praise God, He can't be here, there. He can't be there with you every minute, every day, because He's not omnipresent. But boy, He can come by and sidetrack you away, lay you. Amen. Praise God, if we'll be, as Brother Rex taught this morning, if we'll be steadfast abiding, about it in His Word, praise God, He'll hit us a lick or two here and a lick or two there, and then He'll go on, praise God. We got to trust the Lord, amen. We just got to weep and cry for ourselves and our children, praise God, and put it all in the Lord's hands. Amen. Wonder a question tonight. How long has it been since we wept for our children? How long has it been since we wept for our church and our church families? Amen. These folks out here, the devils are dragging away. Amen. Trying to destroy their lives. Amen. It's time that we intercede for them. It's time that we come with an attitude toward Jesus Christ and realize that He is our ever-present help in times like this. Amen. If I didn't believe that, praise God, I'd shut her up and go to the house. But I believe God, even in an hour and a day of falling away, when people's quitting, getting aggravated, getting frustrated and quitting and going to the house, amen. I'm glad they still a few places where they some good old soldiers, praise God, with a backbone like a saw log. And said, you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up what I have. I'm not going to sacrifice my heritage. Praise God. I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to walk true to Him. I'm going to stay true to Him. I'm going to love Him, praise God, because He first loved me. Amen. Praise God. I found out, Brother Lynn, his love don't ever get weak. I find out, Brother Junior, praise, he still loves me just as much he did. Amen. When he said, Father, I'll go and I'll die for his sins on the cross of Calvary. Praise God. He still loves me that much today. Amen. Still loves you that much. Amen. So I ain't got nowhere to quit loving him. Amen. How can I quit loving somebody that loves me? He loved me to death. Amen. Praise God, He sure did. My attitude toward Jesus. Amen. But I'm telling you, would God punish somebody that would reject Jesus? Would God punish a Jesus rejecter? Amen. No, you know what happens? God, you punish yourself when you reject the Lord. You see, what today we're living in a day and hour when we're hell. Let me just say it tonight. Where hell's got cold. Hell's not, hey, listen to most people, hell ain't as hot as it used to be. Hell ain't as real as it used to be. Hell ain't full of smoke and brimstone and fire like it used to be. Hell's become a mild place, and we talk about where youngins say, hey, listen, I'm going to go to hell with all my friends, amen. We're going to gather around the edge of it like a summer resort and have us a time. Amen. That's where we're at today. We think that hell's cooled off. We think of hell as a summer resort, a place where we can go and hang out. But I want to say hell's just as hot as it's ever been. Amen. 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 who asked the question, would a just God send somebody to hell? Amen. Pray God will say our misplaced tears is for those that's choosing to go down that wrong road, choosing to follow after the things of this world. Our misplaced tears is on those things that don't matter a hill of beans. Our tears are to be for those that's lost and undone without the Lamb of God today. Amen. Amen. But we see them. You say, would God punish somebody? Would God punish? Would God send anyone to hell? God's never sent nobody to hell. Amen. They send ourselves to hell by rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, what He done on Calvary. Amen. He done paid the price of sin. Amen. Amen. But praise God. The question would be, would God punish a person that, praise God, that has a false belief? I've heard people say, well, preacher, they just don't believe right, but they're going to be all right. They mean well. Amen. You say, well, preacher, God ain't going to punish somebody. They mean well. They just not, you know, they just not doing right. Amen. I tell you, God, and I hear it all the time. Well, preacher, they're sincere in what they believe. Amen. Yeah, can they be sincerely wrong? Amen. I was just thinking about this yesterday morning out there in study. You remember a couple of years ago? I guess it's been a couple of years ago. Now, it's been a while. May have not been that long, but I believe it was. They was a fella decided he wasn't going to, that he didn't need to eat or drink to live. You remember that? It was on TV. They showed it after a while. I mean, he had been like 40 or 50 days into this thing. Amen. And he was sincere in his mind and his thinking that he could do without food and water and that he'd be all right. But in a while, praise God, he got to where he was skinny as a rail. It was like a bones with some cloth thrown over it for flesh. Amen. He was just skin and bones. And then he began to faint. He began to pass out. You say, well, preacher, he ought to die. He sincerely believed he could live without food and water. He was sincere. But he was sincerely wrong. You know what they had to do? He went into a coma and they force fed him to keep him alive. Amen. It's just like about the like today, praise God. It takes somebody else. It takes another sometimes just to force feed us, praise God, to keep us alive. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Would God take you out because of sincere belief? Sure He would. You can be sincere and be sincerely wrong. If somebody else hadn't come alongside him, he'd have died. Now, I don't know whatever happened to that fella. If you find out, tell me. But they had him on the news. I've never seen nobody. Hey, they had Ethiopians there over in Ethiopia starving to death. Didn't look as bad as him. And he chose to do that. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I say, sometimes we make stupid choices. Amen. Amen. Takes us down the wrong, takes us in the wrong direction. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God that we can trust in. Amen. A God that we can take to ourselves, praise God. And He's that nourishment that we need to keep us. Amen. Glory be to God. He don't need to force feed us. We accept Him. We choose Him, praise God. And He begins to give us of that bread of life. Amen. That bread of life. He's the water of the Word. Amen. And it's our choice. We take that. He said, hey, listen, let's not have no misplaced tears. God said, look, Lord Jesus said, don't weep for me, praise God. I'm about my Father's business. He said, weep for yourself. He said, weep for your children again. Amen. Everybody in here has got lost loved ones. Amen. You said, you do. Every one of us have lost loved ones. Every one of us had folks that's a brother, sister, somebody that's going down the wrong direction. Amen. It's lost and undone without God. Amen. Children, grandchildren, people that we love are going in the wrong direction. Amen. And they need to be led to that bread of life. They need to make that choice for Himself. Amen. I thought about this. If we miss Him, we miss the way. Amen. There's only one way, and it's Jesus' way. And if we miss Him, we miss the way. Amen. If we miss Him, praise God, we arrive in the wrong place. Amen. If we miss the way, then we arrive in the wrong place. We miss it. You know that the Bible calls that transgression. It's missing your mark. Amen. We better set our minds, our hearts on a mark today. And that mark ought to be in heaven and portals of glory. A place, amen, where we can hang out when it's done. You say, well, preacher, how do you get there? By the truth. Amen. Said, if we miss the truth, we believe a lie. And the Bible said we'll be damned. Amen. You know, the Bible keeps this pretty simple. It don't take a college education to understand it. He said, if we miss the truth, we'll believe a lie. Amen. We've got to believe that the Lord is life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He is life. Praise the Lord. To have Him is to have life. If you don't have Lord Jesus Christ, what do you got? You got death. You're dying. Amen. Praise God. I've done partook of life, and I ain't never going to die. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, one day they'll roll you somewhere, but, and they'll bury you in hope. Praise God. Yeah, this whole carcass, but my soul and my spirit is going to be with Him where He is. Amen. I'm never going to die. Praise God. Amen. Well, I like to shout the praise of the Lord now. You wait till I get on the other side. Amen. I get enabled over there, praise God. And things will be better. Praise the Holy Name. His life, in Him, we have life. Amen. To miss Him. What happens if we miss Him? What happens if we miss the Lord? What happens if we miss the way? We miss it all. To miss the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, I'm done. To miss the Lord Jesus Christ is to reach up and take a hold of the frozen hand of death. Amen? That's what's happening in our world today. That's what's happening all around us today. Folks are missing the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't see the need, and they're reaching up and grabbing that chilly, that cold, frozen hand of death. And they're hanging on for dear life. Amen? Till the coldness and the hardness and the bitterness of it snuffs the life out of them. Amen. And they expire. But that's what happens when we resist the Lord. He said, hey, listen, misplaced tears. He said, don't cry for me. He said, celebrate me. Amen. Celebrate the life I live. Celebrate the death I die. Because I'm going to live again. Bless His holy name. He said, I'm coming out of there victorious. Shouting the praises of my Father. Praise God. Amen. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, He said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Amen. How can we hope to survive? How can we hope to make it if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. If we misplace our tears, if we put them in the wrong place, amen, our tears ought to be for us and our loved ones. Oughtn't to be for our Lord Jesus, praise God. He's already got victory. Amen. Glory be to God. When he was a weeping and his tears became as great drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. I praise God. God sent those ministering angels down to him and praise God. His destination was sealed. His purpose was real, praise God. And he fulfilled the promise to the Father that he would go and he would be the perpetuation for folks like us so that we could be saved. Amen. Listen, I think church tonight, we ain't real careful. We've got misplaced tears. Amen. Our tears is for everything. We live in a world today that they got these bleeding heart people. And I ain't got nothing about animals. I love little animals. Amen. I told my wife today, we're farmers. We've been farmers all our life. But Brother Rex, the older I get more tender. Amen. But Scott, it gets harder and harder to grow them things up and load them in a trailer and take them to the livestock market. Take them to the slaughterhouse. Amen? Well, but Junior, God just gives you, as you get older, I guess your heart gets soft and tender or you get squishy between the ears or something. Amen? And you get the compassion in your heart, love of God, praise God, because you get to love everything and everybody. But we're living in a day and hour that people have more compassion for their animals than they do for their children. Amen. Praise God. These little animals is put here for us. Our children are put here for us, praise God, in the likeness of us, amen, to give glory to God. It's time, our misplaced tears, it's time that we need to shed some tears for our children, for our loved ones, for our families. That God Almighty would put a burden on their heart. and put a desire to praise God in their soul before they go out of here lost without Him.